Shalom and welcome to another program of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhardt. Each week I try to bring you an interesting mix. You know that the first hour is non-chazonist and the second hour is strictly cantorial music. For this first hour, I'm going to do a little special for Shlomo Carlbach. Shlomo, he died at the age of 69 in 1994. That's 28 years ago. But his music is as strong today as ever. And we'll hear an interesting mixture. First, a couple of selections are from his first album in 1959. And the first selection that I'll be playing is the classic Mim Komcha.
Ah!
Yes, we're going back 63 years ago when he came out with his first album. That was with Nim Konkar, and this next selection from that first album, we'll be hearing Haneshoma Loch. Next is a little Yiddish in here, and it's Gewalt, Wake Up.
Gewalt, Schebrider, was schlaft ihr? Eins, zwei, drei, vier. Gewaltsche Brüder, was schlaft ihr? Eins, zwei, drei, vier. Sie scheint Zeit zu sagen, Tillem. Eins, zwei, drei, vier. Sie scheint Zeit zu sagen, Tillem. Eins, zwei, drei, vier. Nicht kein Tillem noch geschlafen, zu was steigst du auf der Welt? Mit was wirst du kommen auf jener Welt? Gewalsche Brüder, was schlaft ihr? Eins, zwei, drei, vier. Gewalsche Brüder, was schlaft ihr? Eins, zwei, drei, vier. Sie scheint Zeit zu gehen, da wenn eins, zwei, drei, vier. Sie scheint Zeit zu gehen, da wenn eins, zwei, drei, vier. Nicht kein Tillim, nicht kein Davnen, nicht kein Davnen, nur geschlafen, so was. Teigst du auf der Welt, mit was wirst du kommen auf jener Welt? Gewaltsche Brüder, was schlaft ihr? Eins, zwei, drei, vier. Gewaltsche Brüder, was schlaft ihr? Eins, zwei, drei, vier. Sie scheint Zeit zu gehen, lerne eins, zwei, drei, vier. Sie scheint Zeit zu gehen, lerne eins, zwei, drei, vier. Nicht kein Tillim, nicht kein Davnen, nicht kein Davnen, nicht kein Lernen, nicht kein Lernen, nur geschlafen. Was zeigst du auf der Welt? Mit was wirst du kommen auf jener Welt? Gewaltsche Brüder, was schlaft ihr? Eins, zwei, drei, vier. Gewaltsche Brüder, was schlaft ihr? Eins, zwei, drei, vier. Sie scheint Zeit zu sein, jeden eins, zwei, drei, vier. Sie scheint Zeit zu sein, jeden eins, zwei, drei, vier. Also kann jeder leben, oh ja, so kann. Mein Sie ist Jiddele, mein Sie ist Jiddele, mein Taie Jiddele. Noch Herr sich ein mit der Sachart, mit der Sachart nicht schaume. Häub nicht kein Tille, häub nicht kein Lernen, häub nicht kein Damnen. Nicht kein Jid, und ob du bist nicht kein Jid, ist nur geschlafen. Zu was teigst du auf der Welt? Mit was wirst du kommen? Leave you.
Okay, that was from his third album in the 60s, and now let's go to Israel in 1974 and Lamar Nachai. Shlomo.
Shalom. Man a chai v'rei ay, man a chai v'rei ay. No dabra na, shalom ba. Ne malan bit Hashem melokeinu, avak shatov lach. Ne malan bit Hashem Elokeinu, avak shatov lach. La 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 la
because of my brothers and friends, because of my brothers and friends. Please let me ask, please let me sing peace to you. Because of my brothers and friends, because of my brothers and friends. Please let me ask, please let me sing peace to you. This is the house of the Lord. I wish the best for you. This is the house of the Lord. I wish the best for you. Sing mit mir. Ta la 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 la.
Okay, that was, of course, recorded live. This next selection is from an album called In the Palace of the King. It was with a full orchestra led by Benedict Silberman. And I really should play more of those recordings, which are rather rare. You don't hear many of Carl Bach's selections with a full orchestra in the background. But this is one of those selections, and this is Kol Brahma. Okay, coming right up.
Thank you. ושבו בנים לגבולם. ושבו בנים, ושבו בנים, ושבו בנים, ושבו בנים, ושבו בנים לגבולם. ושבו בנים, ושבו בנים, ושבו בנים, ושבו בנים, ושבו בנים לגבולם.
Very interesting with the orchestration there, isn't it? This next selection, it's one that gets to me, I have to tell you. Kaulbach is so fantastic with his stories, and this story of the blind cantor, I can't just listen to it without the tears flowing. Okay, classic story, Kaulbach.
This was the time of the Sea of Lublin, the Heilige Rebbe, the Rebbe of all the Rebbes, the Master of all the Masters, the Holy See of Lublin. It was a time in his life when he was still very poor. And one Friday afternoon, his wife just had enough money to buy wine for Kiddush, two challahs and a little bit fish. But she needed two more pennies to buy two candles for the Holy Shabbos. She was waiting for a miracle. But you know, sometimes you have to wait a long time for a miracle. In the meantime, it's getting later, later, later. It's just a few minutes before the Holy Shabbos. She ran out on the street. She stood on the street corner praying, crying, Master of the world, how can it be Shabbos with my holy husband? Without holy lights of Shabbos. In Lublin, I was a very rich man, very wealthy, actually a playboy, like a playboy is supposed to be. And he didn't really care so much for Shabbos. and he was just driving with 8 horses like a rich man. But I want you to know, friends, maybe on the outside he was a playboy, but inside he was so holy, was so good. He passes by the street corner and there he sees this beautiful lady crying. He stopped the horses and he says to her, "My dearest lady, is there anything I can do for you?" She says, "Obviously you're a rich man, so, but I want you to know, all I need is 2 pennies to buy 2 candles for the holy Shabbos." 2 pennies? Here they are. She looked at him for a long time and she said, "You'll never know how much you gave me. But I bless you. I bless you with the light of Shabbos. I bless you with the light of paradise. Should shine into your heart from now on and forever." He jumped back on the horses, drove away. The Holy Rabbitson bought 2 candles, and the house was full with great light. The Seer of Lublin goes to the synagogue to pray. And you know, when we pray, I don't know how far we are going, but the Seer of Lublin, when he prayed, his soul went up to heaven. And there he saw the heavenly court was in commotion. And they said to him, "Seer of Lublin, you always make us trouble, we are accustomed to it. But now your Rebbetzin, your holy wife, she blessed this playboy, an absolutely obnoxious human being, with the light of Shabbos. Just look down where he's going." He was sitting on the horses, whipping them. He had some appointment with one of his young ladies, and he was late. Look where he's going. So Holy See of Lublin said, "You know why he's going there? Because he never tasted the light of paradise. He never tasted the light of Shabbos." He said to the heavenly court, "I make a deal with you. Let the light of Shabbos shine into his heart for just 1/2 hour, and let's see what he will do." At that moment, heaven opened all the gates before this playboy, and suddenly he felt life is so holy, time is so precious, the world is so deep, the world is so beautiful. And he looked at himself and he says, "Master of the world, what am I doing with my time? What am I doing with my life?" And he realized there's only one place to go. He turned the horses around, went to the same street corner where he saw the Rebbetzin. He says, "I'm going to spend Shabbos where my 2 candles are burning. Want you to know, my beautiful friends, again, I don't know his name, but he became one of the greatest, holiest, most glorious pupils of the Seer of Lublin, and the light of his paradise is still shining. Let it be you and me and to the whole world."
Okay, obviously that wasn't the Blind Chazan. We have a little technical issue here, but I'm taking care of it. I'm changing the CD and So we've got two stories. That was the Sea of, or the Rebbetzin of Lublin. And right now, we're coming up with the Blindekhausen. The Blindekhausen. Classic.
You know, my beautiful friends, we so misjudge others. We don't know, we don't know what's going on in the heart of another human being, unless you love them the most. You'll never know. You know, in the 60s, in the summer, on my way to Israel, I would always stop in Europe. Without mentioning names of the city, there was one chassidische besmedrish, give me a little taste how Europe was before the Second World War. And especially Shabbos morning, the davening was so good. I'm walking in Shabbos morning to the synagogue, and the chazan has no voice at all. Not only doesn't have a good voice, his songs make no sense. And he can't even read, he's skipping words. I was so disgusted. It was clear to me, most probably a rich man, and he wants to be the cantor, he wants to be the chazan. He gives a few rubles to the synagogue and they let him pray. And I thought, oh, how disgusting. I decided I'm not going to daven with him. I'll go in a corner and daven by myself. But you know, when they take out the Torah, you want to kiss the Torah? And walk up to the bima and open your hearts, friends. I saw the chazan holding the Torah, and two people are holding the chazan. I asked somebody, why are they holding him? And they said to me, don't you know? He is the blind chazan. He was one of the greatest tenors in Europe before the war. He was the chazan in Lemberg. It was in Auschwitz. He lost his voice. He lost his eyes. I looked at him. I saw scars all over his face. They whipped him over his face. I was so ashamed of myself. He kept on telling me he didn't want to daven anymore. He says, I don't know the words. People said, no, we remember you're davening from Lemberg. Please honor us one more time. I mean, friends, can you imagine how he was praying? I'll never daven like this on Yom Kippur. I was so ashamed of myself. So when he passed by with the Torah, instead of kissing the Torah, I kissed his hands. And you know, Neshamal and Darwin, sometimes you're at the end, God have compassion upon you. I absolutely didn't have a place for myself anymore. When I kissed his hand, he turned to the people who were with him and he says, who kissed my hand? They said, Shlomo Kalbach. He stopped and he says, Shlomo, I like your melodies. Give me back my soul. I stayed an extra week and I took long walks with him. But you know what happened after that? 4 weeks later, I was told the blind chazan has a new position. He's the chazan in Gan Eden. I
have so many stories of Shlomo. I should really play them much more frequently. But that was the classic, the blind chazan. Okay. Pesach is around the corner. Can you imagine? It's just a few weeks away. Something like that. Let's hear Adir Hu get you in the Pesadika mood.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Shlomo Carlbach.
La 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 la
That was a live recording. We'll hear from that same album, Borgeno or Vino. Recordings there. It's very different when it's in the studio, that's for sure. Oh, it's a whole different electricity. Okay, here we come with Kavak Chorus.
Que va coras troje je broj. Oj, ma vjercoj noj, tahas, tahas šivtoj, tahas šivtoj. Oj, vej, vesiv kojit, nefesh, nefesh kolhoj. Oj, nefesh kolhoj, vesachtoch kitzvo lecho. Priyov voisecho, noy vevesichtoy, eskezar diyino, kibakura.
Oh,
Okay, so from an interesting album, this next selection is Simcha L'Artzecha.
Sein leire ho sim hole arce ho so sein leire ho und sim mich has keren le edo vidav de ho vari Chas ner le ben yishai meshich becho. Oh la 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 sein leire ho utze mich has kere le eme do vital de ho vavare ye chavas ne le ben yishai me shiche ho la 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 la
Okay, last selection for this hour, this program, is going to be Im Amorti, Shlomo Kalbach.
Marti. Motoragli, moto, moto. Marti, motoragli, moto, motoragli. Ai, moto, 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 motoragli. Chazdecho Hashem Yisodeini Marti moto, moto ragli, chazdecho, oy chazdecho Hashem.
A little different with Carl Bach. This is part one, and we'll have part two in the next few weeks. Hope you enjoyed this, and stay tuned for fantastic programming of Chazanis by a young man by the name of Elchanan Vek, and he's terrific. I'm sure you're going to enjoy the second hour. And I hope you enjoyed the first hour too. Why not? Okay.